Hello, darlings. I am going from having virtual sex to Damian Black to in 3 weeks being able, at least with us both consenting, to having actual in real life sex. Yep. Oh, so I'm in bed. Oh, it's a Sunday. Looking out. Way the sun's hitting the frangipani trees and the beautiful pink flowers. It's lovely. I have Roxy the dog here with me. She's got a new pink collar because her other collar got lost. Who knows? Who knows where it went? Hey, Roxy. Hey. Hey, Roxy. Do you want to say hello? No one on the ethical slut has met you yet. It's only Lulu Island. Hey. Hey. She's not my dog. She's my neighbor's dog. My neighbor who... is gonna let me stay. She's got two houses on her property. She owns both of them. She lives in the one that they created at the back. And I'm gonna get to stay in the cottage at the front, which is basically her clothesline. Roxy and I are gonna hang out, aren't we, baby? We're gonna hang. Yes. So, yeah. I'll have another 11 days in my street, just not in this house, because I had nowhere to live for that time. I had a place for the birds, but the birds are going to come with me across the street. They'll be fine over there. They'll be great over there. It'll be actually, I think, a good transitional phase before the next place, because the next place is not... right now they have this incredible vista. But anyway, back to the sex. My brain's so scrambled. I'm like moving out of a house that I've been in for... It's coming up. Fuck. It'll be 19 years in in a few months. Yeah. In May. It's currently the end of... We're moving... We're in the middle of February, towards the end of February, middle of February 2019. And I'm going to be in this house for 10 more days. Most of my stuff is in storage because the guy that I'm moving in with, his place is a mess. So he's a naturalist, which means a nudist. It's a PC way of saying nudist. And his real character will be interesting to see. I have some reservations. Even though it's so good because it's a 6-minute walk from my sister and my nephew's place. And that's what I want. Is a place in close proximity to them. So that I can be there for particularly Caleb. But also Sarah and myself have something to do, be around people more. I feel like the chick from Frozen, you know? It's so beautiful here in my Frangipani Palace here in Brisbane, Australia. It's a very pretty suburb of Paddington, the very gentrified suburb. This is the last... non-gentrified house on the street. Or non-renovated. Like, not since... Fuck. Well, anything they've renovated since we've been here is they put in a new kitchen. The other one was from... Like, was the original kitchen, I think. Or at least, like... I think maybe 1950. The house was built in 1930. So it's probably... Yeah, the first kitchen renovation after 1930 was the one that we had when we moved in 2000. So anyway, I've had a lot of sex in this house since I broke up with my husband. This house has been good to me in many other ways. And who knows where I'm going to be living next, but I know where I'm going to be getting sex next. And believe me, I'm holding out.
I am holding out for Damian Black. For Derek, my darling Derek, because... well, I just don't. I mean, I don't have the inclination anyway. And if I did, yeah, I don't want to settle for some, you know, second grade sex when I know. Well, I'm fairly sure anyway, I've got some amazing sex coming my way. I'll tell you our fantasies. I think it's funny because like it's for both of us, it's not sexual. Well, not like explicitly sexual for me anyway. I guess mine is probably leading up the bit just before you fuck, but it's that just wanting to be, I imagine myself lying next to him and I'm noticing his skin, like the color, the texture, the surface. When I see him on camera, it just looks like he's got no pores. And I want to see that. I want to see and touch. I want to feel how smooth his skin is. He's got a lot of body hair, so I'm really excited about touching, feeling the different textures of his body hair, and like including his goatee beard thing, and his head, his hair. And I really want to just touch the outline of his face, his lips and his nose and his eyes and his eyebrows. And, I want to like just trail my fingers across the length of his collarbone and kiss him all over and cuddle up to him, like slide under his armpit while he's lying on his back and just like snuggle in and, you know, smell the pheromones of his chest. So yeah, even though I'm not, the fantasy doesn't go as far as sex, it's yeah, it's a sexy fantasy. It just makes me feel nice. I feel like, oh, like I'm smiling now. And his fantasy is us going out and having adventures in LA, which I'm also so excited about, because we both have similar things that we like, it seems, and cheap, which is very good. So we want to go to some live tapings, some comedy shows. Oh, look, there's some, can hear a car in the distance, don't hear that often here. It's got a big ass engine, that thing. Sorry. Anyway. What do you reckon, Rox? Yeah, just passed out in the lino in the kitchen. The lino that we put down, the motherfuckers, and they never, 15 years ago or something, I figured out the other day. Well, 10 years ago. Yeah, 10 years ago. Because it was one of the early trips back from Thailand. I think it was it would have been 2008, 2009 maybe. So it's been 10 years since they renovated the kitchen, and it's still the temporary lino we put down. Two pieces of it from a hardware store held together with gaffer tape originally underneath. And they just put the fucking kitchen right on top of that and didn't put their own lino down and still haven't. Motherfuckers. That's why I'm moving out. This place is beautiful, but it's just, it's falling apart. It's falling apart to the point where it's, if it's not already dangerous, it will be. And so I saw my opportunity. It also means, like, because I'm not paying rent, it's a bit cheaper to have the holiday, if I can have a cheap holiday. And we want to go and do fun things, like, that are cheap, just like going and checking out some of the LA, you know, historical sites, like, you know, and, yeah, just, like, go on adventures. I'm going to go to Harmontown. I want to go to Harmontown 3 times, even though I'm really worried that Damien is just going to be like, why the fuck do you fuck with this guy? Why do you even want to do this? I don't understand everything about them. I freaked out today because we went to find tickets. He found the tickets on through the Harmontown site, and there's this weird service fee for whether you're booking online or you're buying your tickets in person, which is $4. And he's just like, that's just so stupid. And I agreed. But I also sort of jumped in and was like, honey, you know, there's going to be a lot of things like this. We're going to Harmontown, where everything is bad. Going to Harmontown, where their business is sad. Going to Harmontown, where I can see the infrastructure of their business crumbling. Much like my father's business that my mother started as well, that went under in 99. It was not really hell, but I can see the business crumbling underneath these guys. Dino Stamatopoulos, Dan Harmon, otherwise known Starburns Industries. Starburns Industries. Oh, I want to meet you. My nostalgia pulls me toward you like a moth to a flame. Remembering those days, growing up a child. My daddy and mommy's business being making pictures for the world. Pictures and sound, multivisuals was the name of my family company. Advertising, audiovisual production company. So you see, I want to be in the place they made the movie. What's the name? They did an animated film there. In Starburns. You can look it up, but Claymation. It was a beautiful film. But it didn't get, I think it's Charlie Kaufman, some famous director directed it, and it was like an adult film done with Claymation. It was done in the studios there, and I really want to check it all out. I think I want to see, like, I project so much of my parents' company onto this place, and I'm just so curious. I'm going to the show, I'll be able to, like, do that part, but I want to see if I can weasel my way in and just see the business, because I know, like, a lot about it from listening to a different podcast other than Harmontown. It's called Safe Space Now. It used to be Dino and Andy Dick, yeah, the comedian Andy Dick, and it was called Skull Juice, and then it got changed and now it's different. And also Dino had a podcast called Sing Songers, which I don't think you can get anymore. But I'm obsessed with that world. I'm obsessed with it, even though I know it's broken and everything. And Damien Black, I just imagine, like, I guess I'm projecting, but I'm embarrassed myself because Dan's, oh my God, Dan was defending Liam Neeson in the latest episode of his podcast. And, oh, Jesus Christ. And then he was interrupting this guy who's had this amazing story, and he just kept making it about him. Saying, basically, I know I'm being a narcissist, but, and then going on and being a narcissist, and it was awkward, and the way he was called out on it by Jeff was super, at the end of the show, was super awkward as well. So I just, Damien hasn't got time for bullshit. He doesn't, like, but I'm curious about bullshit. I think, like, Marie Kondo is curious about mess. And, like, I remember in one episode, I was so surprised by the way she said, I love mess. And maybe that's why I'm curious about this, because it's a hot mess. It's got lots of nostalgic connections. But as well as going and hopefully making sweet, sweet love to Damien Black and going and sightseeing, I also want to see how much I can see into and put my physical presence into the space of the world originally shown to me in a documentary on Netflix called Harmontown, that I'm still as much as I find problematic, I'm still drawn. Oh, and also, I have a huge crush on Dino. Massive. Like, but the thing is, I'm not going to fuck him while I'm there because we're not going to do that. But goddamn. Goddamn, do I want to tap that man. Just, I think it's a sapiosexual thing. I'm probably a daddy issues thing. But, Also, he's very sexually adventurous. It sounds like he'd be a great, great fuck. So anyway, all right. On that note, I'm going to go now. Love to you guys, and I'll, keep reporting back in.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.